Although a low-fiber diet isn't generally recommended for long-term health, it can be necessary in certain medical conditions when advised by a doctor. By focusing on simple, gentle, and well-planned meals, you can manage your digestive health without feeling restricted or overwhelmed. This diet can help reduce digestive discomfort, manage flare-ups of conditions like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or IBSD, IBS with diarrhea, and support recovery after gastrointestinal surgery or preparation for procedures like a colonoscopy. Whether you are recovering from digestive issues, preparing for a medical procedure, or simply looking for gentle foods for your stomach, a structured meal plan can make following this diet much easier. In this guide, we have created a 7-day low-fiber meal plan with simple, easy-to-prepare recipes that are gentle on your digestive system while still being nutritious and satisfying. You will also find clear guidance on which foods to include and which to avoid, along with practical tips to stay on track. By the end, you'll have a full week of meals ready to enjoy, plus strategies to make your low-fiber, low-residue diet stress-free and effective. What is a low-fiber diet? A low-fiber diet limits foods that are high in dietary fiber, such as whole grains, raw fruits and vegetables, nuts, and seeds, making meals easier to digest and reducing strain on your digestive system. This diet is usually temporary and often recommended for managing flare-ups of digestive conditions or preparing for medical procedures. Common situations where a low-fiber diet may be suggested include digestive conditions, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, or other inflammatory or infectious gastrointestinal issues. Medical procedures, colonoscopy, bowel surgery, or recovery from gastrointestinal surgery. Note, for chronic conditions, long-term adherence should be guided by a healthcare provider to avoid potential nutrient deficiencies. Low-fiber versus low-residue diet. Although these terms are often used interchangeably, there is a distinction. Low-fiber diet focuses on reducing fiber intake from fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. Low-residue diet goes further by limiting foods that leave undigested residue in the intestines, including certain dairy products, seeds, nuts, and high-fiber foods. Both diets aim to reduce digestive workload, minimize symptoms like bloating, gas, or diarrhea, and make meals easier to digest. Who needs a low-fiber or low-residue diet? This diet may be recommended for individuals experiencing digestive flare-ups, for example, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis. Patients recovering from gastrointestinal surgery or other medical treatments. Individuals preparing for a colonoscopy or other bowel procedures. Anyone whose healthcare provider recommends gentle, easily digestible meals. By following a low-fiber, low-residue diet under proper guidance, you can enjoy meals that are gentle on your digestive system while still meeting your nutritional needs. Foods to eat and avoid on a low-fiber diet. Knowing which foods to include and which to avoid is essential for a successful low-fiber, low-residue diet. Choosing the right ingredients helps reduce digestive discomfort while still providing balanced nutrition. Foods to eat on a low-fiber diet. Focus on foods that are gentle on the digestive system and low in fiber. Refined grains, white rice, white bread, plain pasta. Cooked vegetables, carrots, zucchini, pumpkin, peeled and well cooked. Peeled fruits, applesauce, bananas, canned peaches. Lean proteins, chicken, turkey, fish, eggs. Dairy, if tolerated, yogurt, milk, cheese. Fats and oils, olive oil, butter, small amounts of nut butter. Tip, Always peel fruits and cook vegetables thoroughly to reduce fiber content. Foods to avoid. Avoid foods that are high in fiber or leave undigested residue in the digestive system. Whole grains, whole wheat bread, brown rice, oats. Raw vegetables and leafy greens. Legumes, beans, lentils, chickpeas. Seeds and nuts. Certain fruits with skins or seeds, berries, grapes, oranges. Tough meats or fried foods that are hard to digest. Special considerations. Foods high in fiber and low in carbs should be eaten sparingly, as they may still cause digestive discomfort. Stay well hydrated to aid digestion, particularly while following a low-residue diet. Track your meals to ensure you stay within recommended fiber limits. Using an app like Calorie Tracker Buddy can make monitoring easier and more precise. By focusing on the right foods, you can follow a low-fiber diet that is both gentle on your digestive system and nutritionally balanced. 7-Day Low-Fiber Diet Meal Plan. This 7-day low-fiber diet meal plan provides easy recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Each meal is designed to be gentle on your digestive system while keeping your nutrition balanced. Day 1. Breakfast, soft scrambled eggs served with white toast and a peeled banana. Snack, yogurt, plain or flavored without fruit chunks. Lunch, grilled chicken breast served with steamed zucchini and white rice. Snack, applesauce. Dinner, baked fish with mashed potatoes and steamed carrots. Day 2. Breakfast, oatmeal made with water or milk, strained if needed, and a peeled pear. Snack, cottage cheese. Lunch, turkey sandwich on white bread with peeled cucumber slices. Snack, banana. Dinner, chicken soup with well-cooked vegetables and white rice. Day 3. Breakfast, soft-boiled eggs and white toast. Snack, smooth yogurt smoothie, strained to remove pulp. Lunch, grilled salmon accompanied by mashed pumpkin and peeled, cooked green beans. Snack, applesauce. Dinner, ground turkey stir-fried with peeled zucchini over white rice. Day 4. Breakfast, cream of rice cereal with a small amount of honey. Snack, soft cheese cubes. Lunch, baked chicken thighs with mashed potatoes and cooked carrots. Snack, banana. Dinner, mild vegetable soup, strained, with soft white bread. Day 5. Breakfast, poached eggs with white toast. Snack, yogurt. Lunch, meatballs with cooked, peeled zucchini and white rice. Snack, applesauce. Dinner, baked cod served with mashed pumpkin and lightly steamed carrots. Day 6. Breakfast, rice cereal served with milk and soft, peeled pear slices. Snack, cottage cheese. Lunch, grilled chicken breast with mashed potatoes and cooked carrots. Snack, banana. Dinner, mild chicken and vegetable soup, strained. Day 7. Breakfast, scrambled eggs with white toast and peeled banana. Snack, yogurt. Lunch, baked salmon with mashed pumpkin and soft white rice. Snack, applesauce. Dinner, turkey stir-fry with peeled zucchini and white rice. Tips for meal prep. Cook vegetables until soft and peel fruits when possible. Use white rice, refined pasta, and white bread to keep fiber low. Track your meals with an app like Calorie Tracker Buddy to monitor fiber intake easily. Plan snacks to prevent accidental high fiber choices. Low fiber snacks and quick recipes. Snacking on the right foods is essential when following a low fiber, residue diet. These snacks are easy to prepare, gentle on your digestive system, and delicious. 1 Yogurt Parfait, low fiber. Ingredients: plain yogurt, peeled banana slices, a drizzle of honey. Instructions: layer yogurt and banana slices in a small bowl. Drizzle with honey and serve immediately. Why it works: smooth and easy to digest, provides protein and energy without adding fiber. 2. Applesauce with cinnamon. Ingredients: unsweetened applesauce, a pinch of cinnamon. Instructions: mix applesauce with cinnamon and enjoy as a quick snack. Why it works: naturally low in fiber when peeled and cooked, it is easy on the stomach. 3. Soft cheese cubes. Ingredients: mild cheddar or mozzarella. Instructions: cut cheese into small cubes. Serve as a snack or add to sandwiches. Why it works: low residue, high in protein and calcium. 4. Banana smoothie. Ingredients: 1 peeled banana, 1 cup milk or lactose-free milk, honey, optional. Instructions: blend all ingredients until smooth. Strain if desired for extra digestibility. Why it works: soft, easy to drink, and provides energy without fiber overload. 5. Rice cakes with nut butter. Ingredients: plain rice cakes, smooth peanut or almond butter. Instructions: spread nut butter on rice cakes and enjoy. Why it works: provides healthy fats and protein, choose smooth spreads to avoid fiber chunks. Best app to track your daily diet. Staying on track with a low-fiber diet can be challenging, especially when you are juggling meals, snacks, and fiber limits. That's where a diet tracking app becomes a lifesaver. Why use Calorie Tracker Buddy? Calorie Tracker Buddy is an easy-to-use application designed to help you monitor your daily food intake, including fiber, calories, and macronutrients. Here's why it's perfect for anyone following a low-fiber, low-residue diet. Easy logging: quickly add meals, snacks, and beverages with minimal effort. Track fiber intake: monitor fiber content to ensure you stay within your diet limits. Meal planning: plan your day or week to include low-fiber foods and easy recipes. Nutrition insights: get detailed reports to see where you can improve your diet. How it helps on a low-fiber diet: ensures you don't accidentally exceed fiber limits. Helps maintain a balanced diet while following low-residue restrictions. Supports long-term digestive health by tracking trends and patterns. Pro tip: pair your 7-day meal plan with Calorie Tracker Buddy to simplify meal prep and stay on track effortless. Conclusion: while a low-fiber diet isn't typically recommended for long-term health, it can be beneficial in certain medical conditions when advised by your dietitian. With the right guidance and meal planning, you can still enjoy nourishing, easy-to-digest meals that support your recovery and overall well-being. Remember to focus on low-fiber foods, avoid high-fiber or hard-to-digest ingredients, and use tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy to track your daily intake. By planning your meals, monitoring your diet, and following these practical tips, you can make a low-fiber diet simple, effective, and even enjoyable.